It's Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Friday. Born on this day back in 1963, Jay Bennett, guitarist, multi-instrumentalist, producer, songwriter for Wilco for some time early in their career, and if you ask me, the best part of their career when Jeff Tweedy and Jay Bennett were making music together. That was Can't Stand It from Summer Teeth. Again, I think their best album. Jay Bennett died in his sleep unexpectedly, May of 2009. He's been gone for 10 years. My goodness. At the age of 45. Jay Bennett, though, born on this day, 1963, key contributor to Wilco years ago. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Joining us now on the program is chairman of the Tea Party Patriots Citizens Fund. You can, of course, find her on Twitter. And, of course, I lost my link. There's the link, JennyBethMartin.net and at JennyBethM on Twitter. Jenny Beth Martin joins us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Jenny, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Appreciate the time. We watch as the impeachment hearings begin in the House this week. And we heard, even from some of the mainstream media for a surprise, was that there wasn't much there on Wednesday, this first day of testimony. What we heard wasn't all that new, wasn't all that surprising, and wasn't all that perhaps motivating.
No, it really wasn't. I've called this the Seinfeld impeachment. It's the impeachment about nothing. The Democrats really don't have anything, and there's no evidence to back up what they are saying. The evidence that does exist, the summary of the phone call, the comments from both President Trump and President Zelensky from Ukraine, indicate and show that both presidents say there was no pressure. You can read the phone summary and see there was no conditionality placed on Ukraine doing specific actions in order for the aid to be released. We know that that is true because in the end, there was no public announcement that there would be an investigation in Ukraine, and yet the aid still flowed. So everything that the Democrats are claiming the president did just simply is not true. It's incorrect.
I've never organized an impeachment hearing before, but it seems you might want to start with your strongest stuff, you know, to set things up, to grab the public's attention, to make sure they know it's a serious matter and there are serious violations that need adjudicating, so to speak. And if that first hit on Wednesday is all there is, I just can't see the general public buying in and paying attention and agreeing that there's something here. Like you said, it's nothing.
Right. It is nothing. And you've got Ambassador Taylor, who remembers things that he heard from people who heard from people who heard from people. It's like the children's game, a telephone game.
Right.
But, you know, the thing about the children's telephone game is that we use that as an example of why you can't believe what everyone tells you and you can't believe gossip. So you would think that they bring in their most serious and best witnesses to start it out. What we did see play out on Wednesday is that there were policy differences, foreign policy differences, and that is bound to happen. Even if you agree with the president and voted for the president, you still, from time to time, probably would have some sort of difference from time to time. But that's not an impeachable offense. And the fact is that the unelected bureaucrats, no matter how long they've been serving our country and working for the federal government, don't set foreign policy. The elected president, who is elected by people throughout the entire country, is the one who sets foreign policy.
Jenny Beth Martin is with us here on the Steve Gruber Show, chairman of the Tea Party Patriots Citizens Fund. I was telling people just a couple minutes ago, Jenny Beth, that there's a story in the Post today about Democrats now changing their language. They don't want to say quid pro quo anymore. They're going to say bribery from here on out. And they're doing it because they have focus tested all this language about impeachment. What do you like best? Quid pro quo? Do you like extortion better? Do you like bribery better? Whatever you like better, that's what we'll use. That's what we'll claim is here. That's a little craven, don't you think?
It is Craven. Well, the other thing is that the facts just don't back up and the evidence does not back up quid pro quo. So it's not just that they are they're focus testing words. They realize that, that what they have doesn't back up what they want. And bribery in the context of the Constitution when it comes to impeachment is to guard against our president being bribed and taking things from foreign countries in order to act the way a foreign country would want the president to act. One thing that I've learned throughout the last 6 weeks or so as I've watched this impeachment play out is, because I'm not a foreign policy expert, probably like most Americans cross-country, I'm not a foreign policy expert. But one thing that I've learned is that it's perfectly common and normal for a U.S. president to say, okay, here's money that the hard-working taxpayers in America have earned and paid to the federal government, and we're giving it to a country, and when we give it to that country, we expect certain things in return. In fact, as we saw in the hearing on Wednesday, there were conditions by law that the president had to make sure were met in order to give the money. They had to certify that Ukraine isn't acting in a corrupt manner because it's known to be one of the most corrupt countries in the world. So it's normal to say when we give money that there are going to be certain things that the recipient has to do in return for it that are good for the country. So if that's what I guess some of what I'm hearing, especially when they're talking about bribery, I don't think that they're talking about it in the context of what the framers of the Constitution meant. Mm-hmm. I don't even think that they're talking about it in the context of what is normal actions for a president to engage. And finally, one other thing outside of bribery, move bribery away, just talking about the things that were in the phone call, the president is trying to get to the bottom. President Trump is trying to get to the bottom of what happened in the 2016 election. Up until the day of this phone call, I thought Democrats across this country wanted to know what happened in the 2016 election. Right. The day before the phone call was the Mueller testimony. And up until the Mueller testimony, we heard Russia collusion, Russia collusion, Russia collusion, obstruction of justice. And then he testifies and they realize they had a nothing burger with that. And then they're like, oh, we don't really want to know what happened in the 2016 election, especially if it has anything to do with Ukraine. It just rings hollow to me.
Yep. And I just don't know if they can pull back at this point, Democrats, that is. They are so committed to their base for allowing them to take the House, and this process has started. I don't know if there's even an exit strategy if things aren't going the way they think they will. Jenny Beth Martin, yeah. German, Tea Party Patriot, Citizens Fund, up against the break, but thank you so much for joining us here
thank
on
you.
The Steve Gruber Show. Thanks, Jenny Beth. You can find
thank
her on Twitter at Jenny Beth M and JennyBethMartin.net. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life and in every corner of America, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. The Army National Guard reacts to domestic operations in each of America's 54 states and territories, including Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and the District of Columbia. Each state National Guard's unique domestic role is to act as the first line of defense in support of civil authorities in their state. The Guard's emergency responses include search and rescue missions for floods, combating wildfires, hurricane and tornado recovery, and the presidential inauguration. The Army National Guard. We are always ready. We are always there. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.